Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Listen, we are back in the building. This is Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. I'm your girl, Lady Free, and as you can see today, Pastor Jay's not with us. However, I have some fireballs in the house. I have my Real Talk chicks. So listen, single, married, what's the difference? I mean, I don't know. But if you're ready to get in this with some Real Talk chicks, don't go nowhere. Come back right after this. All right, y'all, listen, we are back in the building. So let's start with just saying, for those of you who are new to our channel, who are new to Facebook, Real Talk Tuesdays, we get it in. We talk real talk with real people in real relationships and situationships and all of that good stuff. So if you like what you hear, subscribe, click the like button, the notifications, because we want you to get everything that we have to offer, as well as when you come in, you may have something to offer us. So today we're going to start with prayer, as always, and then we're going to get in it, all right? So Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We praise your holy name, for you are worthy. Yes. Lord God, we asking you right now to just come right on in, Lord God. There's some things that you desire to say through us as women, Lord God, your baby girls. So I praise you and I thank you for this opportunity, for this platform, Lord. And I pray that you would just have your way for all people in all places, whether single, whether married, Lord, whether female, whether male. Lord, we're trying to reach everyone. And we desire to be different yet impactful. So I know, Lord God, that because we place this in your hand, tonight's show is going to be a fireball. Lord, have your way in this place right now. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so listen, we are talking about when I was single versus now married.
All right.
And we even have some people that can chime in and say, and I might be single again. You know, and that's no pawn on nobody. It's just these are our stories. We're women. Amen. We have stories that have gone untold. A lot of times we're not heard. So tonight is the night where we will be heard, all right?
All right.
So, okay, let's get in it. All right. I guess the main question is, like I said, I want y'all to think back to when you were single. Mm-hmm. I know you said it wasn't that long ago for you, so we're going to start with you, Miss Kimmy.
Well, actually, it is. It's almost 20 years ago.
I'm sorry, yeah.
No, that's okay. Look,
it's right. Yeah. Okay, come on.
Yep. So, yeah, almost 20 years ago. Free. I was free.
And you know, I like that.
Yeah, I didn't have to. My words to Marcus used to be, I'm not obligated. I used to tell him that all the time.
Mm.
I'm not obligated to you. I'm not obligated to do this because I knew eventually I wanted to be a wife.
Yeah.
And although I had already called myself being a girlfriend to other people, mm-hmm. when he and I got together, and I feel like at that time, yeah. I heard from the Holy Spirit that it was going to be my husband. I wanted him to understand that certain things came with, the obligation came with him being, the head and me being his wife.
Come on now. So, y'all had the conversation, serious conversation.
I'm not obligated. And then I was still, I had teen on the end of my age. I was 19. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I was still what people would call a baby, but mature in my own right. And my whole premises was, what did the word say about me being a wife?
Okay.
So I messed up along the way, but I was all the way church girl. And I knew that when I became a wife, it wasn't something that I wanted to stop and have to start again with someone new.
Come on with it.
So.
Because nobody want to go through all of that. Nobody want to go through all of that. So, I mean, listen, chime in at any time. Kimmy have been on the show today. I mean, before.
Yeah.
But you chime in at any time because I remember, if I think back, like you said, you were 19 when you got married.
Mm-hmm.
I was 30 and some change.
Okay.
I did not want to get married.
Really?
No way, no how.
Wait, what?
No.
So,
I
didn't. Okay.
I'm sure at some point in my life I had a desire as a little girl, you know, I want to get married. But I didn't want to get married. And it took me a long time because I had some fears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess, like, I had a lot of time to be a girlfriend, and I made a lot of mistakes as a girlfriend. I sinned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
As a girlfriend, because when you single, it seemed like the main thing that you're thinking about is trying to make sure that your man is pleased.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it was just certain things that went along with being in a relationship. And especially as you got up in age, I had a baby at 17.
Okay.
So it's not like I was a virgin.
Okay.
So, of course, I messed up in that area,
mm-hmm.
feeling guilty often.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it wasn't with a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. I was the chick that would be like, 3 years in this relationship.
Right.
When that relationship was over, I'm like maybe 2 years clean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm 2 years clean. Right. And then I'm going into like another relationship when somebody finds me.
Right.
So yeah. I guess I always had that wife mentality when somebody finds me because mm-hmm. I never approached a guy to be in a relationship.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Was your fear other relationships that you saw fail, or you just didn't know if you wanted to be fully and solely committed? Like, was that what you were afraid of? Was it, you know, the title of a wife or the responsibility?
No, because my mother and my father were together. As a matter of fact, they celebrating 50 years in December.
Come on, Mom and Dad.
Okay, they was the example. But also, I mean, just being transparent, and they know this, so, you know, this is just me telling my story. I saw my mother and my father living in the same house. I didn't see a lot of affection.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him over here watching TV in his area. I saw, this is just me as a child, what I saw. Not to say that this was the entirety of their relationship.
Okay.
I saw her over here, you know, reading the paper or reading the magazine and watching her TV. So I always felt like they were never like together.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we got last week's segment, Married and Still Lonely.
Mm. Okay.
Because I was nervous about that. I did not want to be married and still be feeling like I'm alone.
Got it.
I didn't want that.
Well, I guess my question is, what made you do it? You said you just didn't want to get married, but you got married.
Got it, Jesse.
I did. Okay, so. Okay, check it. That's a long story. I'm going to make it real brief. Jesse and I were together.
Okay.
We got together as friends. At the time, I was homeless. So I couldn't invite him into my house because I was living with somebody, a friend girl of mine and her husband and family. So it wasn't no guy. So I couldn't invite him in. So we had to sit out in the car and we had to talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we became friends without even meaning to become friends. Our friendship, over time, some years, you know, turned into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Once the relationship happened, things changed to me.
Okay.
Our friendship turned into more of, like, I don't know what changed because I know it wasn't me. So it got kind of where we would argue more mm-hmm. and, you know, different little stuff like that. So it got hard. It got really hard. So I was the type of person, I'm going to give you 100 at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And after you dwindle down to zero, I ain't got nothing else for you.
Okay.
Deuces. Okay. That's how I was. So with him, it just got too hard. I decided I couldn't do it no more.
Because you wanted your friend back.
I wanted my friend back. Mm-hmm. And then the person I had become trying to be in that relationship, she was almost dead.
Okay.
Like, I didn't even recognize myself anymore. Because my desire was, I wanted him to understand. Like, he kept saying little things like, yo, you crazy just like the rest of them. And I just wanted him to know I wasn't that crazy chick. Yeah. So I was trying my best to prove that.
Mm-hmm.
I had already, you know, it was just a lot going on.
Okay.
So it was too hard.
Okay.
Because it was too hard, we broke up.
Okay.
For 3 years, we was not together no more.
Okay.
He tried to call me. I swiped that butt to the red. Mm. Oh, no. I'm not going to do this. This is too tough. I still loved him. Mm-hmm. That's why it was so hard. If I didn't like him, it wouldn't have been no big deal.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't even put that much energy into it in the beginning.
I wouldn't have. Right. I wouldn't have. I would have got on the phone and be like, what?
Right.
Oh, you coming over? Or whatever the case was, because that's how I was, you know, at the time. Thank God for Jesus.
Come on.
Okay. So I guess what ended up being a 3 year of us not being together, one day out of nowhere, I'm out with my homegirl. Mm-hmm. I promise you, I wasn't thinking about this man at all. I had just broken up with somebody who was supposedly I was engaged to. And I said, girl, I'm finna call Jesse. If it was my sisters, if it was my sisters, they would have been like, uh-uh, you girl, you bet. But my homegirl was like, do it. That's all I needed. I called him. He didn't answer. I had a little hurt in my pride because I thought maybe he saw it and didn't answer. But he didn't know it was my number. He erased me out of his phone.
Okay.
He called back. And something happened when he called back. It was like,
kind of way.
It was something different about him. He had been through different relationships outside of me that I say boot camped his behind.
Yeah, it taught him that you actually were not as crazy as he was trying to say.
Right,
yeah.
That I was the chick. So when we got back around each other, we were friends again. It was like we started all over, but this time we were friends. We were mature now. We had been through some things. And it was like, I told him straight up, I just want to be me. If you don't like me, I mean, you know.
That's it. Yeah.
So I was free to be me at that moment.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have nothing to gain or nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And
boom.
I think the thing that got me was I didn't want him out of my life no more.
Aww.
Because I said, okay, either we could stay friends or, you know, whatever happens, you know, happens. And I'm 38, you know, my bones was creaking a little bit.
You know, I had to.
But that's what it was like. My maturity level was different.
Okay.
And so at this point, it was like I had so much fun being with him.
Yeah.
That I didn't want him gone no more, not knowing that he was planning to ask me to marry him. And this was like 6 months later. Mm-hmm. But we weren't moving. We weren't trying to be together. We weren't moving, yet God moved us into position.
That's why I said God and Jesse.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what happened. So, and God answered my prayers because I prayed about that. I don't want to be alone, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not been.
Right. And, you know, it's so funny. People laugh at me. So we were so deeply rooted in church that at 16, I actually started praying for a husband.
Oh, wow.
And the only... And this is transparency on a million.
That's what we like.
I didn't want to be fornicating or sleeping around and just doing it willy-nilly and giving my body away.
Right.
Unless it was my husband. Now, again, I made a mistake. I didn't come into my marriage pure. But, again, I was just 19.
But I just heard your heart, though.
Yeah. I desired it. And it was a big deal. Purity wasn't preached.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't something that my mom talked about a lot. My mom was also a teen mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't that she was excusing teen pregnancy or having sex before marriage.
Yeah.
It just wasn't something that was talked about.
Right.
You know,
okay.
So, 16, I was like, you know, I knew I had a prayer life with God. And so I told him, I'm like, this is what I need.
Wow.
I wasn't specific, though. So
okay, talk about that.
I wasn't.
I mean, at 16, did you know to be specific? Let me.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. And that's what I would tell women now who are in their 30s, and they're like, "Well, I just want a man." I'm like, "Do you really just want a man?
A man?
Or do you
want to find a balance? Because you can go specific,
yeah."
And it's
not even be,
list.
And it's not even what's
general,
for you.
So you kind of have to.
You gotta find. I like
and
that.
As you get older, you have that happy medium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you start to be like,
sure
okay,
do.
Well, I can do what I do.
Because you think you,
and you're like, okay, but let me cross this.
You think that's what you want. You think it's what you want.
Right.
And and it's like God would have you lined up and go a totally different path than what you thought.
Yeah,
and so at 17, when I met him, I had a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
And I had a boyfriend that I thought was going to be one that might have stayed around.
Wow, okay.
So when I first met Marcus, it was like, hey, he was at the salon getting his hair braided, and I kept his
not
daughter.
Not the braids, girl. Let's stop right braids. There. Let's stop right there. He was getting his hair braided. He was. I can't remember those days.
And she was cold with it, so he looked really nice after it was done.
Okay.
So it was just a meet. And then 2 years later at 19, it's like, hey, I remember you.
Wow.
And I was a single woman.
Okay.
Still trying to prep myself for what it was that I felt that I wanted.
Right.
And so with him, I began celibacy. And he didn't want to mess with me right off.
Nice. So you don't find that too often.
I was
though.
Like, what's wrong with him? Like, do you see me? And, you know.
Okay, so why do we do that? I mean, why do we do that? Okay, so we know, like, your desire was you didn't want to.
Right.
But then at the same time, because
I wanted him
was,
to want to.
Yeah, see, you wanted him to want you.
Yes.
That's
right.
You wanted to know that he wanted you.
Yes.
That's
yeah, so it's like, I didn't want to do it, but the fact that he was acting like he didn't want to, it's like okay, wait.
You. Yeah. But it was like, I could do that. Anytime, like, let's chill out.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, this just feels funny. But all right, I'm going to roll with it. And I'm going to keep on praying about it. And so I remember when I started shacking with Marcus. Mm-hmm. And it went from spending a couple nights to just being there.
Yeah.
And I remember the day that I felt convicted.
Oh, wow.
I woke up and I just felt uncomfortable and weird. And I told him. And then I called my mom, and I was like, I don't, and my pastor at the time, he's deceased, and he was like, you know what that means. I got my stuff together, and I went home, and it was miserable, because at the time, his car was broke, and we were not on the bus line. Well, he wasn't on the bus line, so I couldn't catch the bus to come see him. It wasn't Uber, it wasn't Lyft, and so a friend was liking one of my friends. And they're like, come on, we're going over there with Marcus. You want to go? And I'm like, yes, because I hadn't seen him. It was just phone. And you go from being with someone every day to not seeing them, but just talking to them. I instantly said, this isn't going to work. I can't do this. He's going to get his car fixed or something.
That's it.
So went to see him. And Marcus knew this, you know, he knew how serious I was about marriage. Mm-hmm. His friend had just gotten married. He was just in his friend's wedding. And we, oh, man, we had gone and got wedding planning books from, like, JCPenney.
Uh-huh.
And was talking about registries. He hadn't even proposed to me.
Wow.
Talking about weddings. And I had wedding dress books. And he talked
so
about the kind of dress.
So you was already ready.
But this is the thing. I didn't even care about a wedding, though. I knew I wanted to be married.
Right.
And so when I came to see him, it was good to see him and embrace him and stuff. And he proposed. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even have a ring. I didn't have a ring.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't care. I get it. You know?
Wow.
And so he proposed, and I said yes.
20 years later.
And I went home, got my stuff together, and my mama said, I hope you know what you're doing. I was like, I too. Give me my Social Security card. Because my 19-year-old self didn't even have my Social Security card.
Okay. Y'all, we have Tisha on the line and Kim. Hey, guys. Y'all, listen.
Hi, y'all.
Kim, you are right. Kimmy says, it was God's time, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
I say the same thing for you. It just seems like when it's God's time, it happens. Yeah. It's like that story, it happens. Okay, so you've been quiet. Tell us about your story. Because you said it's been 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be married May 24th, 2 years.
Okay, so talk about it.
Well, we dated, 8 or 9 months before? Mm-hmm. So I've been single. I mean, I was 43. So, yeah, I had a whole single life.
You was 43? So you like 45?
I'm 45.
In real
46
life?
At the end of the month.
Alicia, girl, I would have never given you
one now.
Yes, ma'am.
That's beauty at its best, people.
Yeah. So anybody can talk about singlehood. I know what it was like for a long time. You know?
Yeah.
But really, you met me at a time that was totally different in my life.
Okay.
I met him in 2018. 2017 was crazy. I had lost my job. My mom had cancer. We had Harvey.
Wow.
And so I was literally in 2018 rebuilding life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay, when I met him, the funny thing is I had just broken up with somebody and was like, that is it. Like, that's it. I'm done. You know, you go, and then it come back and I'm done.
Yep.
But no, it was like, okay. And I had
finally
been praying
I'm
and
done.
The Holy Spirit was like, this needs to be it.
Yeah.
And literally, probably by the end of the week, I met him.
But do y'all hear that, though? It's like all three of our situations had the Holy Spirit right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It was like, mine was like TD. I heard TD Jakes on because I was like, Lord, is this my husband? Mm-hmm. And I heard TD Jakes on TV. I was just chilling, and he said, "Everybody has they crazy." He said, "I'm just gonna let everybody know all of y'all crazy." Yeah. That's what he said, right? Yeah. And then he said, "But if his crazy match your crazy, and you put it together like a lock and key, and it click, that's him really? Or that's her." And then he said some other stuff. Like he said, if you think of that other person as the female version of you or the male version. And I used to always tell Jesse, you the dude version of me. So it was like he was saying things that I had been saying to Jesse all along. And it was like, wow. Because I felt like God was really telling me this is him. And he said it the way I understood it, though. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So by some things that I had already been saying.
I think you didn't even know it. I think Quincy was definitely praying for you. Mm-hmm. Because I told you, I could remember when he came to our house and I was big and pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And he talked about how he had met her and he's like, yeah, I like her. I like her. And then from there, she invited him over to meet our family. Uh-huh. And they had some vegetarian dishes for him. And because they considered him.
Yes, he is very vegetarian.
Oh, yeah. She said it very, and like, I eat a piece of meat every now and again.
I saw him again.
More than every now and again.
I saw him and he was always smitten. So you probably didn't know, but I think.
Wow.
I think he was praying for her.
It's good to see the other side of the story, huh?
Yeah.
But listen, I have a question here from Quincy.
Uh-oh.
He says, are there things any of you miss about being single? That's a good question.
That's a real good question.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if there's anything I really miss.
Uh-huh.
Because it's really been a joy, and you know it's been a joy because we really got married during COVID.
Yeah.
And
wow.
You were like shut up with each other your first year.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So we survived. Like we did the thing.
Yeah,
and it was actually cool. So, I'm
kind
of like, okay, he might be all right. He might be. But I think because I live such a long single life, I lived my single life. And so that's what I tell single ladies all the time. Don't fret and don't sit around just twiddling your thumbs, looking for that person.
Yeah.
Live your life. Mm-hmm. Like, I traveled. I hung out with my girls. I did all kind of events around the city and stuff when I felt like it.
Yeah.
It was me and one of my road girls, and she was just kind of like, at the drop of a hat, we getting off work. Hey, you want to hit this? Yep, I'm down. And boom, we gone,
Yeah.
I think... I'm not going to say single, but I'm going to say before marriage.
Right.
Because we could still be together, but not married.
Right.
I miss the time of the newness.
Okay.
Because I'm a mom of four.
Right.
And it's two decades of children in my house.
Right.
So you have to, curate and sneak and create that time for that newness.
Yeah.
And then I think after almost 20 years, I definitely love harder. And so I think I get on his nerves.
Oh, my God.
But I knew in the beginning, I didn't. It was nothing I could do to get on his nerves.
Oh, wow. Nothing
it
at all.
It was nothing.
Absolutely.
He was so infatuated.
Impatient.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't even think
he was real patient.
I don't even think
he was. He
wasn't that patient.
I always say, you are so patient.
Your Mark is not patient.
I know I get on his nerves, too.
But I know then it was. He couldn't get enough of me then, and now we have to try to create.
So is that one of the things? Okay, let me answer the question first. But my question is that one of the things that you can see difference, like the version between single versus married?
Yes,
like
absolutely.
Single, nothing. You couldn't do nothing that he couldn't get enough of you,
honey.
You better say it like that.
I know, right?
You better say it like that. Okay, so think about that question. But my, are there any things that I miss about being single? See, I didn't do what you did.
Okay.
If I had lived my singleness, then I probably would be able to say, I miss this, I miss that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do that.
Right.
Like, although I think subconsciously I was saying I didn't want to get married, every relationship I was in was like a marriage.
Yeah, because you were with them for a long period of time.
And that's what
you were giving all of yourself.
I was giving all of myself. I was a chameleon. Mm-hmm. Like, if this guy liked a certain thing, I would morph into certain things that he liked because I guess deep down inside, I wanted to make sure I was the number one chick when because it was a lot of things going on around us in social media wasn't a big mm-hmm. thing, but we saw commercials, we heard our homegirls or mm-hmm. aunties or whoever would say, you know, if you don't do this, he'll find somebody else mm-hmm. that will. Yeah. You know, we went through that era of making sure that you did whatever you had. If it was a backflip off a chandelier coming down in a split, you know, you had to do what you had to do to make sure that this man did not go. And I don't know why we were thinking that that was going to keep them at, you know.
All that obligation for nothing.
Yeah. For nothing.
Mm-hmm. I think about that a little bit, too. How much you felt like you had to do when we were dating.
Yeah.
People. That I don't really have to do with my husband, which is it's kind of weird because I noticed it once with my girlfriend. I'm like, man, she used to do all this and this. And it was kind of like when she met her husband, it was like, it wasn't all that.
Right.
But it was more so. Now I know it's like you didn't have, it's almost like proving yourself.
Right.
It was kind of like you didn't have to do that with the right one.
Right.
And so not that they didn't deserve all the goodies in the bag and they'll get those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not all at one time.
Right.
You know?
I remember him saying, like, you do all this and this and this, and I don't care about that. And I was like, well, thank you.
And you know, half the
now I know, and I don't have to.
That was something that was in our head, I believe, mm-hmm. that we as females, because that's mm-hmm. why sometimes I had a lot of male cousins and guy friends. I ain't mm-hmm. really do chicks. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm so blessed that I have females around me now that I let in, because I didn't do, because I felt like females was too catty. It was just too much. I wasn't with the games. But I had a lot of male around me, cousins and things of that nature, and I would hear them talk.
Yeah.
I would hear them talk about the dumb chick. Mm-hmm. I would hear them talk about all that. I mean, all I got to do is this, this, that, and the third, and my girl get in line. And I would hear all of these things, and I just refused to be that female.
Right.
I wasn't going to be the female that you was going to be around here with your homeboys talking about me as if I was just, I couldn't breathe without you and all that stuff. That just wasn't going to be me. So I think what I did a lot of times, too, was I allowed that to formulate in my mind about, you know, how a man was feeling about me, and I was making sure I'm always going to be the boss.
Mm-hmm.
I only had maybe one relationship where I wasn't the boss because I didn't feel worthy almost.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Cause it was a guy that was like, you know, wearing the tailor-made suits and got the job in the, you know, mm-hmm. big
the glass
downtown
windows
and all that stuff. But even then it wasn't, to me, I couldn't be me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because of, like I was saying, what I was alluding to was when we have a lot of females around us and we telling each other stuff that we think men are thinking.
Yeah.
And they not even thinking like that.
Nope.
Yeah. You're right.
Like, I would ask Jesse, do you remember certain things? Because we go into detail about exes and everything. I like detail. That's just how we talk.
I like details too.
That's just how we talk.
And I don't know that they do,
but I do.
Women like details.
It helps you.
Right.
It helps you understand better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm trying to be in your business because that don't even matter anymore.
Right.
Right.
But it helps me to understand more of why things are how they could
and
be right
how
now.
How you really are outside of just, because sometimes we look at it, we can't look at our stand outside and look in our relationship. But when we talk about exes and different things, I'm talking about straight up.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did. I learned a whole lot about him.
I agree. I think you do. And it'll be a question that just pop up, and I'm like, hey, such and such. And he's just kind of like, where in the
like,
world
where
did
it come from? Yeah, girl.
It don't come from nowhere.
Girl.
You just want to know.
And that's how I be. I just want to know. Okay, we have a comment. We have Kim. She says, my single and sinful, sorry,
come on,
y'all, I don't have my glasses.
Come on, what you say, Kim?
She said, my single and sinful life was fun and good, but not good for me. Yeah. I enjoyed it all, but I love, all caps, my married life.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Tisha. Tisha says, hey, Tisha, girl, that's my homie. Tisha says, I love being married and the benefits it has from God.
Nah.
Yeah.
I feel the same way,
man,
Alma.
Tisha.
That's right.
That's right,
there
Tisha.
There are benefits that come along with it because I don't have to prove myself to my husband. Yes. I feel like he has my back. Mm-hmm. But we had to build to get to that place.
Right.
And I think that's another thing that's missing when you're single and you're dating. It's like you don't never know.
Yeah.
Like, does he really care about me for real? Or is he playing me? Am I the dumb chick?
I was listening to a pastor that I listened to. And he talked about the importance of consulting with God before we make the decisions we make.
Yes.
And I didn't at 19.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I just remember saying, you know, God, I want somebody that's going to love you and mm-hmm. love me. And I didn't mm-hmm. say how. Mm-hmm. I just wanted him to love Christ. Because if you love God, like, I feel like everything else was just on boop, 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 boop. But it's so many red flags. And people will go through relationships uh-huh. and get shown over and over and over again and keep going through that vicious cycle right. with that person and never stop to say, you know what, God, I ain't asked you if this was even worth it.
Come on. Yeah.
And then won't want to come to him at that point and say, help me. After you after had the headaches and the hat fell out and, you ain't ate nothing, right. so you're looking frail and you use all your money to take care of him so your bills buy.
Well, I ain't
going to talk to him. Look,
that's a
lie.
I've
been
there with
not eating because I'm stressed, but I've never been there with the bills.
Let me tell you, it happens more than we know.
And it does. I just pray God that was not one of mine, but I had a whole bunch of other stuff I was dealing with.
And I have a good friend to this day, y'all. She's in the most beautiful marriage ever. You know how you see those people and you be like, love, dang, they so cute.
I know.
That's how they are. And I remember someone hurting and using my friend, and she cried and she was just like, why, I don't deserve this. Yeah. Such a great woman. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying to her, I said, God has someone for you.
Come
and
on.
He's getting them together. Right. And he's going to be everything. And she was like, you think so, baby? I know so.
Yeah.
With confidence. That,
and baby, you know, and she having, baby.
It's funny that you say that because it was one
do
thing.
Do me a favor, put the mic up to your mouth because you have a chef. You it's have so a real soft. Sweet voice.
I'm sorry. That's the people that hear that allergy.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. You got that sweet voice, baby. No. That's allergies.
allergies. I'm sorry. Look, I'm trying to talk through it.
Okay.
But it's funny you say that because.
Can we get a little bit in her mic just to make sure? Yeah, because I mean,
look,
I'm still low. I'm able to hear you. I don't know. I can't hear it in the headphones.
Forgot totally my toes.
I was saying it's funny that I said, you know, the. God was hand creating my friend's husband.
Yes, because, I would go to a lot of single conferences. So mm-hmm. I came up and I was going to all the single stuff. You go to a single conference, you're trying mm-hmm. to learn everything. And then I got burned out and I was just kind of like, yeah, I'm not going. Every time they come up, I'm like, mm-mm. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to be bothered with that. But I realized when talking to Q, where I was versus where he was at the time, mm-hmm. it wasn't necessarily that God was preparing me, but preparing him. Mm-hmm. And not that I was totally prepared, but I was a little further because I was a church girl too. All my life, been in church, mm-hmm. in and out. This probably during COVID was the longest I've been out of church ever in my life.
Yeah. So you says know? A lot of us.
Like physically out.
You know? And trying to get back to being consistent is crazy.
Wow.
But
that's a whole nother
I
podcast.
Want women to realize, because sometimes we get beat up with that when you're single.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know that, you just need to do this. Oh, you need to mm-hmm. do that. No, sometimes he's preparing him. Yeah. So you go mm-hmm. about your business and go about your business with the Lord.
Right. Yep.
You know, and do your work and do what he tells you to do. Mm-hmm. And then it'll come, it'll come to you.
Prepare in your singleness.
Yeah. And I'm going to go back to something you said, basically, I did just like you did.
I know.
I lost my thought.
It's the age.
You said it's the age. Oh, I don't think so. Not me.
You know, she's younger. She's younger than
me. Not me, darling.
It happens with
but, no, I'm joking. But it was something you said, but we're just going to keep going and going into talk. I'll think about it. We have a comment. Okay, we have a comment from Marcus. Right.
Oh.
Okay, Marcus.
Zion talking about, hey, ladies. Oh, this is Pastor Jay. Oh, so you watching.
Hey.
I hope we are doing well over here on the shift Real Talk Without Pastor Jay. But anyway, so Marcus says, do you think singlehood prepared you for marriage, or did marriage show you what you should have not been doing? Oh, let me read that again. These are good questions coming from the men, honey.
Yeah.
He said, do you think singlehood prepared you for marriage, or did marriage show you what you should not have been doing? I'm going to add, while you were single.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Both.
I mean, ladies, I need my ladies to chime in. We need to be talking about some of these. This is good.
I would say probably both.
Both? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Both. Yeah, because, again, I was teen was on the end of my age, right? And it's so funny because people always say, you didn't want to live your life. And I was like, what is that, though?
Okay.
What is live your life?
What is
besides maybe traveling more, which I didn't even think about that at that age we do now.
Yeah.
What is live your life? I can count on my hand how many clubs I actually went to. And then when I did go to the clubs, I hung with, like, the 50 and up people. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. It wasn't fighting in there. It wasn't people smoking in there. Marijuana.
So
in
you
there.
Was going to a upper echelon club.
Girl, not really upper echelon, just where the older.
She was the old people.
Look, I already knew
my mama in her 50s.
It was old people.
It was just a different. And I didn't. Yeah. No, I've never had a older. Sugar daddy type man or anything. Right. I've never been with my, I didn't play outside. I didn't want to get dirty. You know, I didn't do those types of things. So
see you as a little girl telling myself,
I didn't do none of that. I played kickball a little bit, but I was the oldest of six. Oldest of six. Okay. So I kind of had to mature quicker to help my mom.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
So I've never been to the Capitol Beach party.
I mean, it's certain things that, we're more of the, and I did more of the networking. I wasn't a clubber, but let them say, I can't remember. It was
the stage
and said, you know, they were the party throwers, kind of like the professional party throwers. Yeah, so a lot of times we'd hit those things up, you know, that kind of stuff. So, I think I got the run out per se.
Yeah.
Like I just had fun. I had a good time.
She said she got the run out. I didn't run out. I did what I did. Which a lot of it is no secret to him.
Right.
And then I guess, yes, I had my fun, what I thought was fun. And then again, I was always in the word. I was messing up, but I was in the word and I knew what I was supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And so just staying closer to the word, knowing, you know, like, okay, I want to be this type of wife and I'm going to mess up, but I want to be this type.
Oh my.
I want to be this type of wife. And so, yeah, knowing that I messed up and was, you know, not pure coming into it definitely put me in a different place of repentance. Like I wish I would have.
Oh,
you know, and I would have been something special for him. But then now in my adulthood, like with studying and reading and going into different podcasts and listening to different preaching, that's the same thing that I'm teaching my son.
Right.
My son's 14. Your purity is just as important as you wanting to get a woman that's untouched.
A woman
absolutely deserves to have a man that hasn't been with everybody either.
She deserves it. You know?
So,
yes, I agree.
So it did. She my singleness prepared me too.
Okay. Yes. So, first of all, I would like to say, I hope y'all saw my demeanor while y'all was talking about how good y'all was growing up.
I wasn't perfect, but I think that I did less wrong than I did.
Okay.
Right. I really think so. My mama can.
Oh, my goodness.
Well.
All right, bring it on now. What you got?
Well, ladies.
What you got?
Let's just say my father's a pastor, and he would have loved you guys to be my friend.
You were a PK?
Oh, yeah.
You took it to the real definition of PK.
I did go to, let me tell you something about being a PK. We do have boundaries. We go far. But something just keeps us from going too far. Well, some of us. Well, me. I couldn't go. The respect I have for my father and my mother, I could not do their name like that too bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's why I stayed away so they wouldn't see it. Amen.
Amen.
So, I think that, like, I would have loved having friends like y'all around me to keep me, like, feeling good about being a Christian growing when I was in that awkward place of Christianity.
Yeah.
But did my singleness prepare me for marriage? I don't know if it prepared me for marriage as much as me, once I got married, revealed a lot about how I was as a single woman.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I wasn't running around with every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Right, right.
But I did give myself away too much to the point where Well, I don't know. It may have prepared me because I gave myself away as far as who I was, not sexually, that too. Yeah. God forgive me.
Yes, please, God.
Let's have a moment of silence. All right. That too. But I gave me, I gave Alma away. I compromised her to be in certain relationships, and I hated myself for that. So when I did get into a place where now here is this guy, I like him, I'm getting to know him all over again, and I had to be straight up and say, look, even then I told him I'm dating other people.
Okay.
You ain't doing nothing.
Yes, I did.
How did you feel about that?
When me and him got back together, I was so good and happy about being who I was. I told him, I said, okay, I just want to let you know I'm dating other people.
Okay.
And he said, ooh, good, me too.
You know what?
And I loved it because it seemed like me and him was in the same place.
At least you were honest with each other. My thing is, I always felt like, okay, just be honest. Where are we? You know?
Yeah. I had to be because I had gotten to the point where I was so sick of being something and that somebody I was not.
And, you know, and that's what I tell single people. Especially when they tell me about how they're being lied to. I'm like, just tell the truth. Like, if you're in a situation, say I'm in a situation and me and her going through something, I don't really like her. Or I don't really like him. And that gives you the opportunity to say, well, you know what? I'll be there for you. Or I'll be your friend. But to get blindsided and lied to, especially at a grown age, it's like, for what?
I guess I'm like, okay, what's the deal?
What was the purpose for doing that?
Because it's going to come out. Just like grandma say, what's done in the dark is
coming out. When it come out, I'm not going to trust you.
It's going to come to light. At some point.
Yeah, the thing that you desired of me most is, like, to hang on your every word. Yeah. I'm not going to trust you after I find out about the lie.
Yeah, just tell me.
So might as well be honest from the jump.
Might as well walk away.
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm not going to be second to nobody, so I'm sorry. But, that was a sidebar. But
she
did. I've always been like that. Both were in that place. We were honest with each other because things that happened in my singleness.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking about I was cooking. I was fixing plates. Mm-hmm. Like I was, and that's one of the questions we have here. From Pastor Jay, he says, why do we go all in before being married? Why do we act like we a wife before we give mm-hmm. the man that all of that? Mm-hmm.
You know, I think because I don't feel like I had to do that with you.
Yep.
Okay.
And you heard me say I wasn't obligated.
You know, well, okay, when you keep saying obligated, it always brings me to I grew up with grandparents mm-hmm. that had been married for, oh, Lord, I don't know, before my grandfather passed. Mm-hmm. And so their relationship was a really, really rich example of what love was like. Like, they spoiled each other to the point that nobody had to worry about themselves.
That's right.
And so I used to tell Q that all the time. Or when we first met, I said, I need that, where I saw my grandfather spoil my grandmother and my grandmother spoil my grandfather to the point that they were taken care of, you know? When she was at home with the kids and he was working, she took care of him. She fixed the plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he retired, he started to cook. He started to run the errands, you know, and those things. And so it was a great example of what I really, really really desired.
Yeah. Okay, so y'all listen to this. We have someone saying, can't y'all answer our questions, LOL?
What's the question?
I guess we just having girl talk there. Okay, so
what's our
the question is, why do we all, thank you guys, and we thank y'all for keeping us in line. Okay, so why do we go all in before being married?
Okay,
why do we do that?
So why do we have to feel like that's what we have to do?
That's the question.
I didn't feel like that with him. I knew what his intentions were.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that he didn't deserve those things, but I also knew that those things were in a place where a wife was, you know?
Yeah.
So
in a place where a wife was, I like that.
It's kind of like that's where I knew those duties were. Yeah. And so I actually been brought up where some things, it's a privilege, right? Mm-hmm. So if I fix your plate, it's a privilege and not to be expected.
Right.
Oh my.
So I didn't
Come on
grow
now.
Up, even though, you know, my grandparents were old school.
Right.
She fixed his plate, but at the same time, when we went somewhere, he fixed his own plate or he fixed her plate.
Right. Yeah.
And so that's kind of like, you know, it's really what you said. Yeah. Why do we have to feel like that.
Why do we have to feel like?
Right. Because
to this day, my mama is like that.
Okay.
Or when we go to my pastor's house, the women get in the kitchen and we serve the men.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But when we're at home, I'll say, hey, babe, you hungry? You want me to fix your plate? Nah, you good. Go ahead. Okay. But when you go to my mom's house, get over there and fix my son-in-law plate. Or don't let him not come. Girl, you better fix my son-in-law plate. They're going, I'm like, lady. You know?
But it is a lot of women, like how you said, why do we feel like we have to be? To me, I feel like that even when I was dating, I remember when I was single, I felt like I was in a couple of those relationships where I felt...
You felt obligated.
I was given, not obligated, because I ain't never been... I've never felt obligated. But what I did do was I gave all the wifely and asked me why I did it. The reason why I did it was because that's what I saw.
Yeah.
When you grow up singing, the only real relationship that you see, you an insider, and you see your mom and your dad, that's what I thought relationships was.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wasn't all out here and there and everywhere. But when I did date, I was with that person.
Yeah.
I wasn't going out sleeping with somebody cheating. I'm not a cheater type because I wasn't raised with that example.
Right.
So I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And because I saw that, I gave, when I said, because I wanted it. Oh, there it is.
Yep.
There it is.
There it is.
I wanted to be the number one chick.
There it is. And so in order to be the number one chick, you got to be what?
You got to fix
what they always tell us, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
You got
to
be
all kind of little
but
stuff.
To be so number again, one goes, in a man's life, you got to be his
you got to be his wife.
And it
not
back
be
to
married.
Proving yourself.
Come on now.
At some point, we were proving ourselves
right.
that you were worthy of that spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
So that's why, sir.
Yes.
Pastor
that's
Jay.
Why.
That's why. Because
that's
ultimately,
why.
We want you to want to be there. We want you to want to stay.
And
we want you to want to want us.
We think that being a wife to you and doing all of these things for you is going to cause you to desire us more and to stay with us when we're single.
Mm-hmm.
In actuality, that's not even the case.
Yeah, it's not. And that's how you find out when you get to the one that you're going to marry. It's kind of like, okay, it's not required.
Right.
These are not requirements.
And,
actually, some of these things don't even matter.
Come
on.
But
it's
not that, and it's not that we won't do those things.
Right.
You know, it's just that, like I said, it won't all be done at one time, and you don't feel,
right.
to some extent, obligated.
Right. I got I have a comment, y'all. Okay. I'm bringing it close. Mia says... Okay. Pastor Jay, just so you'll know, we're answering your question. Mia says, we feel like we have to because growing up, the image of a woman taking care of a man is equal to a successful relationship. We are starting to learn that success is determined between the man and the woman in the relationship.
Yeah.
And Tisha says, I told my husband that certain things would be granted to the person I would be married to, thus the ring.
Come on.
Come on now.
Okay.
But that is
it.
We want to be the number one chick. We want to be unforgettable. We want to be the one that we think, you know, that's why I used to play certain songs because I wanted it to be it. I don't know why I had this in the back of my mind when we break up. Oh, I didn't even bring my ring.
Baby, I
don't have my ring because I put lotion on and I took it off. To put my lotion, he already know though. This how real me and Jesse are. He knows sometimes if he don't see that ring, I forgot it because I don't like getting lotion under there.
You still married even though that ring
first,
not right there.
I mean, I'm not a
ring
wearer.
I still got my ring imprint.
Everybody see it. We all know it.
But anyway, man, I keep forgetting out because I keep going on these tangents. What was I saying? You the one that bring us back.
Oh.
We were talking about teachers.
Tisha's, and you was answering.
Okay, well,
Tisha was talking about
the ring,
the different things that were granted.
No, that wasn't it. Okay, people. That's
look, we be so into it. We like
on to the next.
That's quite all right. But yeah, so basically, that's the answer, and I think that's where I was going. Like, I want it to be the music.
Oh yeah, you did.
I
say you play
songs because in the back of my mind, I'm thinking that when we break up and he hear this song, he's gonna think about me.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh well, girl. If that was to happen with us, he'd have a whole
catalog. What music does carry memories. Right. Oh, yeah. Songs can play. Right. And I'll be like, oh,
and
man,
I will be,
you know,
and I will be intentional.
Oh yeah. My.
Because for some reason, my goal was not to be forgotten.
She's sitting
and I think it worked.
My mama used to say that when he would come see me. Girl, go get your stuff together so when he leave here, you be on his mind.
Oh, wow. Come
and
on,
I used
mama.
To be like, girl, okay. So I used to have to get it together. So when he left, yeah.
My sister used to be like that. She'd be like, Amber, don't let him see. I was like, girl, please. Mm. I'm the type of person. I was like, if he see me at my worst now, when he see me at my best, he going to be good.
That's what I say.
So I'm not with it. But, yeah. Wait, does it lead to the sex expectations? Does what lead to the sex expectations?
Who's asking that?
Pastor Jay, of course. You know,
what does that mean?
You have to be more specific, sir. What does that mean exactly? Because I always, in every relationship I was in, I just always knew, and I don't know if this is what he's saying, that sex was going to happen.
Oh.
Especially as I get older. Not when I was younger, but as I got older. In my mind, I mean, I didn't, and the thing that's, you know, the craziest part about it is I did not want to be having sex like that. I was convicted. I felt guilty a lot of times, so I would try to put that in the back of my mind because I was raised right. My parents did an amazing job. I mean, it finally took, you know, I was the renegade of the bunch, but it finally took, and I'm glad now that God is using me in the capacity he is to help people with all the stupid stuff that I, all the dumb decisions I made, you know, coming to this point. But I always felt like that was something that was, it was going to happen, so I might as well gear up for it and put on my best, you know, pair of stilettos and run it. That's just I always thought it was supposed to be because I didn't know no different.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have nobody to talk to tell me how. I could have talked to my mom, but she the first lady.
That's what I'm saying. That's the first lady.
That's my mom. You know, I'm not going to say mama, you know. Mm-hmm. So
for me, I kind of let them know up front that it wasn't going to happen. It just wasn't going to happen. Like,
okay,
and so let's decide whether you're going to stay or whether you're going to go.
Come on now.
And,
the
you know,
queen.
Sometimes, and as I got older, I realized that let's see where they are first.
Yeah.
Before I even say that, because you may get cut from the team way early, and it may not even be necessary for me to tell you. To give you that information.
I don't even like you.
Okay.
Like that long enough.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, so when we got married, I actually was a lady in waiting. So,
good.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
That is beautiful. Y'all listen, that is beautiful. That's what we should strive for.
Yes,
like
I'm definitely talking to my daughter and my son.
Yeah,
they're 16 and 14.
That appealing again because it really is.
And it makes a difference because what I grew up knowing, and my mom, she talked about it some, but once it was instilled, it was kind of instilled. But I also, just in research and everything, realized that I didn't want a lot of people inside you. That's what they say. That, you know, it's like a transference of spirits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so once I started learning that, and it was kind of like, oh, no, like, you know, because I dated some crazy people. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, my. See?
I can't even imagine. See, I dated some crazy people.
Yeah, and then our bodies are definitely temples and gifts. And so that's why I say that's if I could rewind time, which we can't. That is one of the things that I would definitely do.
You did it at 19, so you didn't have that much damage.
Yeah, I ain't had no
all
long
right,
track
so
record.
let me read a comment. First of all, Pastor Jay said the proving in dating, does that lead to, so when we try to prove ourselves, does that lead to a sex expectation? That's what he was saying.
But is it the sex expectation from the man or from the woman?
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Well, like you said, you kind of expected that it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think I expected anything. I will say that I was too immature to even know what I was doing when I did. So it's like after that run, it was like, girl, sit down somewhere because you don't even know what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah. Gotcha. And honestly, didn't even really know when I got married. Be honest. So, and I mean, with him saying, at first, I'm like, I thought I was finna, you know.
Oh.
But hey, But I know that.
Right. Come on now. I know now. That's right. That's the difference between single, your singleness and marriage. What I didn't know then, I know now. Oh, I know now. That's right. Yeah. Mia says, I think men enter the relationship with more sex expectations than women. Hmm. Women enter the relationship with intimacy expectations. Mia. Oh,
yeah.
Girl, you better come on.
Yeah.
You better come on. That is real true. Talk. And that's even in marriage. That's I mean, in relationships, period, for women. Yeah. I don't care if you're single. Mm-hmm. I don't. We play the game. We say all kind of stuff like girl. I ain't gonna even say some of the stuff we say in girl talk. That's gonna say that's gonna stay in the free to be she shit.
Okay, close the door.
Because we be saying some stuff that is so ignorant to me now. I don't know if y'all even said it because the you got y'all.
I done said some ignorant stuff before.
But you know, being that girl, I always had the friends that I had to kind of reel in.
So you had the me.
Yeah.
I would have loved you.
It's like, girl, really, what are you doing? Don't call me with that.
Right.
You know? So sweet.
Yeah. I mean, because you need those type. We need those type of women in our life that will kind of reel us back in and help us to understand, okay, that was not smart.
Right.
Let's just say it like it is, girl. That's stupid. Don't demean yourself and all that stuff because we gotta remember that even though, and all of us can attest to, even though we did have sex when we didn't want to, a lot of times, like I said, I didn't really want to. I just felt like that's what I needed to do to be number one. That was my ego, Lord. I'm hearing myself now, and I was just like, "Oh, girl, you was."
I didn't know any better.
But we all still have God. You know, to keep us, you know, like I said, those boundaries to keep us from straying too far. And now that we're married, I can say, and I know that we probably all on the same playing field being married now. Yes, you know, we all good girls now. So I feel like being married, we don't have, when it's the right one, you don't have nothing to prove.
Right.
And you know this dude have your back, and it's almost like you could just relax.
Yeah. Even when I get in my own head and in my own way and talk crazy just in my mental with my own thoughts.
Yeah.
It end up being nothing that I told myself.
Right.
Because some days I'll be like, he don't care nothing about me. He ain't even called me today. He been at work all day. He ain't picked up the phone.
See.
And then you see stuff on Facebook that say people will make time for who they love no matter
Facebook
how busy.
Do it to you.
And I'm like,
it's reading this scrolling.
And you get mad because it's like he didn't make time.
He said
so he
nothing
don't
care. To me today.
Right.
And so I will be, and then we'll talk or something. He'll say, I just told Quincy, I ain't talked to her all day.
Look,
and
I'm like, God will
look,
bring
and that's
you
us most
better.
Days. Yeah. Not to the end of the day, most of the time, both going about our own. See? But I did have to get used to that because it was kind of like a thing, like, oh, you need to call me during the day, or and so,
and it's
I
not like
a,
it's not like I'm
going to
check you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying want you to check in. It's like, this is life, and I work in a funeral business, and so every moment's precious.
All know? Right, y'all. Well, we have to wind this down. This was good to me. I mean, we allowed this experience to happen, and I really enjoyed the energy I feel here. This was good.
Thank you.
So
listen,
we have been told that we have 2 minutes left.
Okay.
So what we're going to wrap it up into, as to say is being single is amazing if you make it that. Travel and do your thing and do everything that you can do in singleness to find out who you are.
Yes.
But when you get married, knowing who you are from being single and doing it the way you supposed to do it makes it all the more better.
Yes, I agree.
Talk to God.
Yes.
Yeah, you might, like one of the pastors I listen to say, you want them 6 feet with the long beard, with the six pack, and with the six figures.
And like I said, as you get older and you start being at home by yourself, you start crossing them little things off the list.
Get rid of the expectations. Just get rid of it.
Gets a little short.
Because God is going to give you who he made you suitable for.
Yep.
And it don't look like the guy on your list. So anyway, y'all, this has been great. Let's pray and let this thing ride out. Heavenly Father, you are amazing.
Yes, you are.
And I thank you for what you've done in our lives as women who once were single and now are married, seeking you as wives to be the best wives we could be for these husbands, to help them in the purpose you have given them to do. It is in your beautiful, precious, and holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen, until next time.
See y'all later.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.